In 1988, Aditya Advani was visiting his family in Delhi from the US. He was gay but didn't know any gay people in India.
I was armed with just one number.
Trikon, a South Asian LGBT organization founded in San Jose, California, had a list of contacts in different Indian cities. Aditya had got a number in Delhi.
I had no idea that the person I was furtively calling from the one common landline in my parents' bedroom was someone I had known practically all my life.
He was calling Salim Kidwai, a historian. Salim happened to be his parents' friend. They shared a common love for Urdu poetry and the songs of a famous singer named Begum Akhtar.
I called him back 5 minutes after the first phone call. Salim, I think I know you, I said. He said, I know you too.
Aditya says Salim being gay helped his own parents accept him. And Salim connected him to gay friends in Delhi.
And my parents accepted them too. They came to some of these parties with me. And in a way, Salim helped me integrate my life in a complete way.
A few years ago, Aditya and his husband moved back to India to raise a family there. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In 2000, Salim Kidwai and Ruth Vanita brought out a book that changed lives, Same-Sex Love in India. It went through ancient and contemporary Indian texts to find references to same-sex love from more than a dozen languages. Pawan Dhal started Council Club, the first gay group in eastern India.
So I think same-sex love in India was a godsend. It was like a one-stop shop for everything Indian, queer and historical.
A Mughal emperor's passion for a young man, verses from ancient Sanskrit tales, excerpts from Hindi novels of the 19th century. At that time, naysayers wanted to dismiss the fledgling gay movement in India as some newfangled Western import.
So if anyone were to do a serious read of this anthology, they would have seen what a lie it was and what an illogical statement it was to say that queerness was not Indian.
But in an odd way, some of the push for the book came from Salim's own encounter with the West. In 1976, he had gone to Canada to study. There he discovered gay life and gay bars. He told the archival Project Bolo. It was exhilarating until something terrible happened.
In 1977, I was in a bar and that bar got busted. And I was arrested for being found in a body house.
The threat of deportation hung over his student visa. But the humiliation also made something clear to him.
The West is not an answer, does not have an answer. And I would have to fight. Things would have to change for the world to get better, for my world to get better. And if I had to do anything to it, I'd rather do it in my own country.
It did get better. When the Indian Supreme Court heard the case to read down the Victorian law that criminalized homosexual sex in India, one of the books they were given to read was his Same-Sex Love in India. Sharif Rangnekar, his friend and the organizer of the Rainbow Literature Festival in Delhi, knew him since 1999. Salim was a friend, mentor, guide to him, like he was to so many others.
And I think that one thing that he always treasured was conversations, meeting people, keeping their house open.
India was changing. Islamophobia was on the rise, even within the gay community.
He sort of believed that if we start closing doors to each other, we're becoming as irresponsible as anyone else is. It is sort of contributing and fueling more and more of the kind of polarization that we've been seeing.
So he kept his doors open, his table laden, the wine glasses filled, the conversations flowing, though as an older, single, gay man, he must have sometimes felt invisible in a movement obsessed with youth and marriage.
You know, if we discussed, marriage, or we discussed sex, or we discussed sexuality, one way he would just say, hey, Sharif, he whispered in my ear and just said that, you know, mutton, meat and alcohol is the best marriage. Forget everything else.
Salim Kidwai died suddenly this September. I wish I had the chance to know him better, to hang out in his drawing room listening to his stories, perhaps in another life, as he told Project Bolo.
I mean, if I was to believe in rebirth, I would want to be born gay, believe it or not. I know that's considered, a lot of people say, no, never again. No, I'm not a masochist, but I've had fun.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.